I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. This weekend, Dartmouth students held the largest climate change-related rally in New Hampshire's history. An estimated 400 people were on campus calling for Dartmouth to divest its endowment from fossil fuels. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis visited the campus to learn more.
Molly Siegel is a graduating senior and founding member of Divest Dartmouth. An environmental studies major, she says the school should be a leader in divesting its endowment from fossil fuels.
We really want to see Dartmouth become a leader in sustainability beyond just our institution, but in the world.
Divest Dartmouth, the student group behind Saturday's rally, calls for Dartmouth to end direct investments from its $4.6 billion endowment in the top 200 fossil fuel companies in the world, which include
Exxon, Shell, a lot of the fossil fuel companies you have heard of and some that you probably haven't.
It is unknown how much of the endowment is actually invested in these companies. Siegel says support for Saturday's rally came from many groups, including campus fraternities to 350.org and the Sierra Club.
We had some partners from schools like Harvard, Yale, NYU, Brandeis. They were all supporting our campaign, as well as lots of different groups in the Upper Valley.
While Siegel says the people at the rally were probably more than half students, others in the community also attended. New Hampshire State Representative Lee Oxenham spoke to the crowd this weekend. She says fighting climate change is the reason she got into politics.
This is a moment in history when everyone has to take responsibility for their actions.
But that's not the only reason she was interested in the Dartmouth divestment rally. She's not a newcomer to divestment movements. During her college years, Oxenham was heavily involved with the movement to divest from apartheid South Africa.
And, of course, at that time, students were told, oh, you know, divestment, it's meaningless, it costs too much money, and it won't accomplish anything. Well, we've seen enormous changes in South Africa, and the divestment movement was an integral part of that.
Oxenham says Desmond Tutu, the South African archbishop and apartheid social rights activist, is a personal hero of hers. Tutu has said the divestment movement was important to the end of apartheid, and
he has said that climate change is the moral crisis of our time, and we all must be taking steps in terms of our lifestyles, in terms of getting in touch with politicians and taking actions to bring about the changes that will protect all of the species on this planet, including humans.
At his office on the Dartmouth campus, President Phil Hanlon agrees the school should be a leader for environmental change.
Our aspiration at Dartmouth is that through our research and education, we're going to be a highly respected voice, an honest broker in the understanding and directing the global energy system, and a leader in preparing graduates who have a sophisticated understanding of energy and environment and are fair, balanced, and open-minded in their approach to these complex issues.
Hanlon read from a prepared statement. When asked whether Dartmouth College has any plans to divest its endowment from fossil fuels, Hanlon shakes his head and waves his hands in the universal signal that says, no comment. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.